Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, head coach of the MVP Track Club, Stephen Francis, shares some thoughts on the state of the sport in Jamaica, as well as plans for his club. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. There are a few personalities in Jamaica's track and field fraternity who divide opinions like MVP Track Club's head coach, Stephen Francis. On the one hand, he is one of the world's most accomplished track coaches, with accolades including guiding Asafa Powell to the 100-meter world record, guiding the pocket rocket Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce to multiple Olympic and World Championship gold medals, and most recently, steering Elaine Thompson to gold medals in the women's 100 and 200-meter events at the Rio Olympics. On the other hand, Francis is known as a hard taskmaster, with a no-nonsense approach to coaching and managing his club's affairs. One thing for certain, however, is that Francis's opinion carries tremendous weight when it comes to all matters track and field, and today he imparts some of his accumulated wisdom on a few topics. The first of these is the reason for his preference to work with relatively unknown athletes.
One of the good things about kids who were not known and who are ambitious is that they tend to work hard and they tend to depend on me and the program and the people who assist me for the success that they want to have. It's a question of keeping them motivated and trying to understand that you treat the person who you think is currently quick no better than the person who at the moment is extremely slow.
Success, Francis believes, all boils down to preparation, and being adequately prepared requires consistent effort. This is why he has little problem pushing athletes beyond their limits in training.
The athletes, we try to instill in them a professional athlete. I don't accept excuses like you're tired and you want to go home and so on. I say, look, you're a professional athlete. People are tired, but the difference between the great athlete and the one who is not so great is that the great athlete is able to overcome mental blocks like tiredness and homesickness to produce for their fans and for themselves when it's required.
Francis is well aware that a major void will be created when the world's fastest man, Usain Bolt, decides to hang up his spikes next year. And while he acknowledges that no one will ever replace Bolt, he believes his program has what it takes to produce another superstar.
Well, I think we're going to have a problem, obviously, when Usain Bolt decides to call today. There is no obvious replacement, it appears, in the male side. But I think that certainly at UTEC we have a program which I think will probably like to turn up somebody who I don't think there's anybody who can even begin to compare with Usain. But then the people who we have to compete when he leaves is not Usain. They are of lower levels of ability. So, you know, it's not going to be that difficult, I think, to find people who will be very good.
Ensuring that there is continuity in Jamaica's track and field success will, however, require more investment at the grassroots level.
Right now, we're dependent on UTEC, UWE, GC Foster, Michael, to make a contribution to allow these kids to be able to study and train at the same time. We have to make sure that that contribution does not diminish, that we keep on investing in facilities, that we keep on making sure that our medical personnel develop the experience that they desire, that we keep on making sure that we're not penalized when we try to acquire things like weights and, you know, all the different facilities, the different equipment that we need to produce these kids. We need to keep our thing that we invest from the bottom and it will always have good results.
He looks forward to the prospect of engaging the government to ensure that more growth will take place in Jamaica's track and field, allowing it to benefit even more youngsters.
We're hoping that we can discuss with the government concrete ways in which they can help this kind of thing to continue. A lot of the ways are not obvious, and they're not something that you can sit down with in parliament and come up with because the people are not specialists. Hopefully, when the euphoria of this dies down, that's what will happen.
Head coach at MVP Track Club, Stephen Francis. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight right here on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.